Welcome to This Clubhouse Life, the official podcast of Norte.
Ty here, executive director of Norte at the Clubhouse here in the Grand Traverse County Civic Center in Traverse City, Michigan. And here, we work a lot on heavy stuff, the programs and infrastructure policies and systems and culture related to walking, biking, and other forms of transportation. And that can be heavy, but I try to remember that the reason I got into bikes, and I think a lot of people around me got into bikes, is that they're fun, you know. And sure, I think we can sell it on that walking and biking is good for the environment and good for our health and helps to reduce congestion and traffic in our cities. But ultimately, when we try to sell walking and biking, is that it's fun. And oftentimes, it's most fun when we're doing it with friends, and we're better together, and we're connecting, and we're integrating some fun into ordinary life when life can be mundane. I think this is just another way to add some adventure into our days and weeks and years here. So that story really rings true with this interview I just did with some really cool kids at Eastern Elementary. I hope you enjoy it. We'll try again, because here we are. What I'm most excited about here, part of this, well, of course, meeting you guys, but we are on location, Norte, This Clubhouse Life, at Eastern Elementary, which is a brand new school. And this was a reconstruction for the past 2 years. But I'm sitting here with three young men. We're just going to go around the table real quick and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Max Matchett.
I'm Jack Matchett.
I'm Trip Bevere.
And I'm Ty Schmidt, director at Norte. And here we are. It's a Friday after school, the first day of March, and actually a really sunny day. It's a beautiful day. You guys have a good day at school?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, great week. And what do you got? You got any plans for the weekend?
I think I might go ski in my backyard.
Cool. What about you, Max?
I'm going to have a sleepover with my friend.
Cool.
I'm having my grandpa over for the night.
Awesome. I mean, that's super exciting. I have no plans, but I'm looking forward to doing something. But I'm here today because I heard a story, and that story is that the three of you have been biking to school every single day this year. And to me, I'm like, wow, here we got three boys, 100% bike to school. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about what's up, you know, how did this start, and maybe how we can inspire others to do the same. So take me back to September. What happened? What brought this on?
Well, so Trip, Max, and I, over the summer, we've biked together to East Bay and a place down the street we call Chipmunk, and various biking places, the Vasa, and then we started biking to school, and then probably on the fourth or fifth day, we were like, we should try to do this every day. Yeah. And from then on, it's been
game on. So you guys do it together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. You guys made a pact. You're like, we're in, and we're going to do this together?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's super cool, because like most things in life, I think riding your bike is better with friends. And I think when we commit to something, and it's always good to have a buddy, and it keeps us accountable. So, you know, Max can't say, I want to blow it off, because you know that trip's going to be waiting for you. So you gotta go do it. So you make the pack, and you get through the fall. There were some rough days in the fall. Talk to them about the weather a little bit.
Black ice all over some days. There was some days where we were ride on top of foot of snow with ice under it. It was nasty.
And so what do you do? What do you do in there? What how does that work?
Sometimes we'll walk our bikes.
Yeah. Gets a little sketchy and a little rough, but
like what Tripp said, there's been some days where our road's a good hill and we've had to walk our bikes down it.
Yeah. How about you, Max? What do you do?
I just when it gets pretty hard, I just
So Max is in the first grade. Can you tell a little bit about maybe who your teacher is and what your favorite subject is?
My teacher is Miss Fack, and my favorite subject is soccer.
Awesome. I also love soccer. What'd you have for breakfast today, Max?
Granola and yogurt and berries.
Yummy. That sounds delicious. Jack, how about you?
For breakfast today, I had granola, yogurt, berries, and bananas. And I'm in fifth grade, and my teacher is Ms. Schembarger, and my favorite subject is social studies, and we are studying core democratic values.
Sweet. Right on. How about you, Trip?
I don't eat breakfast. My teacher is Mrs. Mederella. I'm in third grade, and my favorite subject is math.
Okay. I love Mrs. Mederella and math, but that's super cool. Do any of you guys also have any buddies biking to school in your class? So we have a first grader, fifth grader, third grader. Any other kids biking to school?
There's kids that walk on Sundays.
I have two kids in my class that bike maybe once or twice a week.
Okay. What about our boy CJ? CJ also maybe is riding his bike.
He has extended day, so we don't see him, but when we get here, his bike's always on.
All right on. So it's actually not only the three of you that are 100% club, but CJ too. So this is something that really interests me, because this is what Norte does, right? So we're very curious about why people, kids including, choose to how they get around. Like, do they take a bike, a car, a bus, walk? But here you guys are, no one twisting your arm, no one saying go and do this. You guys are just choosing. And it sounds like some of these days have been a little rough with the weather, but still you've persevered and you're being determined and you've stuck it at it. Do you have any maybe tips for other kids who might want to give this a try?
Well, I would say if you're close enough, I'd say go right ahead and go do it. But if you're far away, I mean, if you can't do it every day, that's fine. It's great to try every day. Maybe have your parents drive you in a little closer and find a safe route to bike to your school. Mm-hmm.
So we know it. Maybe it's healthy, right, and good for the environment. But really, like, don't you think like bikes are fun?
Yeah, bikes are fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think like that's what it all boils down to. And do you guys ever have fun riding your bike on the way to school?
Oh yeah, lots of fun.
Like my favorite toy I have.
Yeah, right? Same. Like in the summer, that's like none of us really use electronics. We don't have video games or anything. We'd rather be out riding our bike, playing outside.
Cool. What are some of the other places? I mean, I know you bike to school, but do you ever get yourself around to other places in Traverse City on your bike?
Sometimes I go to East Bay, close near the Chipmunk.
Yeah. What's Chipmunk?
It's a place, we call it Chipmunk Graveyard, because my brother Jack, he ran over a chipmunk on his bike and killed it.
Oh, geez, that's sad. That happens.
We bike to Barden's sometimes.
Why not? Bike to ice cream.
Yeah.
That's never a bad idea. So you guys go play on Chipmunk, go to the park, go to ice cream. I think that's super cool. And I think a lot of us growing up, that's like how we get around, right? That's our freedom, and we don't need mom and to drive us around. But of course, we can do it safely and intelligently. You know, have you guys, any of you guys, been involved with Norte before?
I haven't. I've done a couple of their camps and some of their rides.
Cool.
I've done a lot of the rides and one of their camps.
All right, cool. What's important for you? We got some vacuum cleaning going on, but we're cleaning up the school for next week, but that's okay. That's part of the why it's so cool to do a podcast at the school. Max, the cool thing this year, for the first time ever, Norte is offering summer camps for first and second graders. What do you think? It's much adventure. It's pretty cool. We teach kids how to get around town, what roads to ride on, how to signal and bike safe and all that stuff. But it's also fun. And I think when we get down to it, I think that's how we need to sell. You know, biking is that primarily is just fun, and you'd be crazy not to do it. And it's hard not to smile, I think, when when you're riding your bike. So I think that I am personally very proud of all three of you. And I think what you're doing is very inspiring. And I wanted to just tell this story to that maybe someone out there listening, whether it be another elementary student or even a grandma, that you know what, I'm going to choose to maybe get around a little differently, because I think the more people getting around on their bike, the better towns are. They're safer, they're healthier, they're more fun. You know, people know each other. So how are we feeling about the rest of the year? Are you guys going to be able to get... you think you're going to make it to the end of the year?
Yeah.
I agree. I think you've made it through the roughest part. I think this winter has been brutal with the polar vortex and some crazy weather. So I think for the most part, you're downhill. April might be a little rainy, but nothing, you know, a rain jacket won't solve, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys have fenders?
On our bikes?
No. Yeah. No. Fenders might be important. Yes. Norte, come to the wheelhouse. We might be able to hook you up. But let's say we get to June and you guys 100% bike club. Well, Norte's going to throw you a party, okay?
Okay, cool.
Pizza party?
Yeah.
All right. Pizza party on Norte, 100%. Mostly because no one's making you do this, and I think that's awesome. You know, if your mom was twisting your arm, I probably wouldn't be here, but this is by you guys because you want to do it, and that drive I think is special, and that's why I wanted to tell a story. So good luck with the rest of your year.
Yeah.
Again, super proud of you guys. Keep it up. Get a fender. Trip, maybe eat some breakfast. All right, guys, thanks again. You guys did great.
Thank you.
Right,
cool. That was good. Is that good?
Yeah.
That was good.
I was wondering, do you still have the old clubhouse on the other side of the Civic Center?
We do.
Thanks for listening. Learn more about Norte and subscribe to our newsletter at elgruponorte.org.